this episode of the Adrian Ross Show. And I am recording this show on Easter Sunday, or as I say, Resurrection Sunday. And the earliest you guys will be watching this or listening to this would be on Tuesday, because the episodes come out on Tuesday. But this is being recorded on Easter Sunday in the evening. And so I'm going to continue a conversation, or actually I'm going to follow up. That's probably a better way, because I'm not really doing a continuation of my previous episode, but I am doing a follow-up, and there's a slight distinction between the two. But let's dive into this discussion. We discussed the last episode, which came out last Tuesday, this topic: what if Iowa basketball superstar Caitlin Clark were Black? And I really do want to follow that up, because I have to say, I have never had the response from my podcast as I did this one. And I have a slew of new subscribers. At the time, right before I started this recording, I had 9,900 views on this episode. And, you know, for some people, that's like nothing at all, right? But for me, I don't have like 10,000 people watching my episodes on YouTube. Actually, it's a podcast, so most people aren't watching. Most of the time, that number is low. More people are listening. But there's not generally 10,000 people listening to a podcast either. But this one really drew attention. And I want to get into some takeaways that I have from doing this episode about Caitlin Clark. This is March Madness. Now, because this is Sunday, okay, by the time this episode comes out, I need to wipe off my glasses. By the time this episode comes out, we will already know more than we know right now. As of right now, today, South Carolina advanced to the Final Four, as did North Carolina State. So Texas is out, Oregon's out, okay? But on Monday night, that matchup, okay, we're going to look again and see LSU versus Iowa. So it's a rematch of last year's championship game. And so it is exciting. I'm looking forward to it. That's on Monday. Of course, you're already ahead of me, because by the time you listen to this or watch this, you already know who won that game. But as of right now on Sunday, I don't, right? We don't. But we will soon enough. So more will unfold, obviously, by the time this comes out. So keep that in mind as I'm talking. Now, what I did was, last Sunday, I decided to scrap what my podcast was going to be about. Okay. Now, I don't do sports all the time. I mean, I probably have done only a couple episodes about sports, and I always say A to Z, Adrian is on it. So I may touch on sports here and there. I talk a lot about politics. I'll talk about culture on this show, and I'm saying this for the benefit of those who are new, because I have so many new subscribers. But I'll talk about a little bit about sports, like I said, maybe a couple times. I'll talk about politics a lot. I'll talk about culture. I talk about education. I'm a former teacher. I taught for nearly 20 years, seventh grade English in New York. And so I'll talk about education. I'll talk about children. I am a Christian. I talk about faith a lot. A to Z, I say Adrian is on it. But I really don't spend a lot of time talking about sports. But it is March Madness. And I decided last week when I went to record, before I recorded, I said, you know what? I have this plan for what I was going to talk about. And then I said, you know, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about this Caitlin Clark stuff. I'm going to ask that question: what if Iowa basketball superstar Caitlin Clark were Black? And so on Sunday, I recorded that episode. And after I recorded it, knowing it was coming out on Tuesday, after I recorded it, I did a little promo reel, minute reel, said, you know, I just basically said, hey, make sure you don't miss the episode on Tuesday. You can catch it on the podcast platforms. You can catch it on my Substack, adrianross.substack.com. You can watch it on YouTube. But I said, don't miss this episode. I said, what's the topic? What if Caitlin Clark were Black? And I said, I know that there are going to be people who are going to say, what does that have to do with anything? I know there are going to be people who are going to jump all over me. And so I said, wait to find out why I'm asking that question. But, you know, people don't pay attention and people don't think they know. And so they jump the gun and they end up embarrassing themselves. So I posted that on Instagram in addition to other places. And sure enough, the comments started coming. What difference does it make? What if you were white? What if Michael Jordan was Chinese? What if da 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 da? I'm so tired of people, blah, blah, blah. Why do people always have to make it about race? Why, you know, and it was a whole big thing. And I said, just wait until the episode comes out. But I mean, people really came after me for that. And I want to talk about that in a moment. Why that trigger people so much and why we need to hold back on being so triggered. But first, I do want to say a huge thank you to people who did take the time to watch this episode. And if you listened, thank you for that also. But I'm specifically talking about YouTube because that's where I've been engaging with people who took the time to watch. 10,000 views almost, a whole lot of comments on it. And I mean, this has been, these conversations have been rich. They've been engaging. Yes, I have some of those same people, some of those people, not same people, exact same people, but some of the same mindsets where people jumped the gun and just jumped in and decided to tell me off because they didn't bother to watch. But I want to first say, for those of you who did watch and those of you who've been going back and forth in the comments, it's been an absolute pleasure because we have really delved into some areas that we need to be able to talk about. And I want to say thank you, first of all. Thank you for subscribing to my channel, the Adrian Ross Show. And if you're listening on a podcast platform or Substack, please go and subscribe to the Adrian Ross Show on YouTube, okay? And share with other people. Turn your notifications on so you don't miss anything. And so thank you for those who are newly on board, okay? I appreciate that so much. Thank you for those who took the time to watch. Thank you for those who were not intellectually lazy. That's what I call it. When people don't want to do their due diligence and they just want to jump in and just start running their mouths. You know, so thank you for those who did not do that, but who watched. And then for those who gave feedback, it was so, most of it was so respectful, was so enlightening. I learned things. I was able to share things. And I thought it was rather cool. I thought it was rather cool. And I get back to some of the cool things in a moment. But first, what's up with the people who just assumed that I deserved a spanking because I asked, what if Caitlin Clark were Black? I want to address the people who somehow think that we can never, ever have a conversation that has to do with race. Guys, you gotta mature a little bit here, okay? I did a Facebook Live and I did an Instagram and a Facebook Live after I started getting some of the negative feedback on Instagram and even one on my business page on Facebook. And I'm gonna deal with some of those things that I talked about then. Please stop thinking that every time you mention race, it's inappropriate, it's race baiting, it's playing the victim. I got accused of playing the victim because they didn't watch. So people assumed, they looked at me and they assumed that I was coming after Caitlin Clark. I wonder what made them think that. They looked at me and they made that assumption. There were some racist comments that came at me. There were some who had, stereotyped me and said, I'm tired of, people playing the victim, always the victim, always the victim. And it wasn't even that at all. For those of you who watched, there was no victim in it. There was no coming after Caitlin at all. In fact, I was calling out the people who were assuming that Caitlin Clark should sit down and be quiet and someone Black should be the face of basketball. My jumping off point was actually an article that was in the USA Today that said that very thing, that Black women should be the face of women's basketball because they paved the way. And I challenged that, but people just assumed and jumped on me, some that it was the exact opposite, that I somehow had to be hating on Caitlin, right? I had to be hating on Clark. And it wasn't the case at all. So to the people who think that it's never appropriate to talk about race, and to the people who feel, what difference does it make? Because, we all won, God made us all. Yeah, God did make us all. Please hear me. If you think that the God who created us in all of our uniqueness is somehow desiring that we never mention a person's skin color or a person's cultural background or a person's ethnicity. Now, I use the term race. I know God created one human race, okay? But we use the term race when we talk about ethnicity and different things, color. So understand what I mean when I say race. So people got upset because said Black or because I said white. I'm totally not interested in not living in a world where you cannot discuss these things where it's relevant. And this situation with Caitlin Clark, as those of you who watch, and if you have not watched, I invite you to go over to YouTube if you're listening and go over to What If Iowa Basketball Superstar Caitlin Clark Were Black on YouTube and hear what I said, okay? So certain people believe that somehow it's an affront to God to mention color, to mention race at all. This was a relevant topic. And as I read the comments, I heard people saying that this was relevant. In fact, I want to share this one comment that I received that really, it means a lot to me. Someone wrote after watching that podcast about Caitlin Clark, said, as a former professional athlete from another sport, I can say this is the absolutely best breakdown of a social issue in sports I have seen. And they signed it, a new fan. Now, I don't say that to pat myself on the back. That's not my point. But I say that to say that we don't live in a colorblind society. And I know that there are people who say we should. And I know that there are people who say that's what Dr. King was looking for. I say absolutely not. Dr. King wanted us to live in a society where we would not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character, that we would not be judged by. But a lot of judging along those lines was going on concerning Caitlin Clark. And so I took that on. But again, I don't desire to, I don't want you to look at me and pretend that you don't see that I'm a Black woman. That's not like somehow, oh my goodness, I feel good. They don't notice that I'm Black. I don't have a problem with being, I am Black, right? I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem if all you see is that I'm Black. I have a problem if that's all you see. I have a problem if you're using race to race bait. But we should not be triggered simply because we encounter someone using the word Black, someone using the word white, someone saying, how might things play out differently? How might perceptions be different? How might acceptance be different if the reverse were true? And these are things that matter because It speaks to where we are. It reveals what's in our hearts, and we're grown-ups and we can handle it. It's not race baiting to do so. We had the whole discussion that there would be some differences if Caitlin Clark were Black. And I didn't say you had to agree with me. All I asked was that you take the time to watch. Guys, when we walk into a room, we don't leave our worldview outside of the room. So when these people turn on the television, okay, and they're looking at a sport, they don't leave their worldview. They don't leave their perceptions behind. And so the question about Caitlin Clark, since I had heard the buzz about it, and since I had seen some of the angst toward her, I felt like it was a legitimate conversation to have. And as I read your comments, I see that many of you felt the same way, or many of you, it was eye-opening or whatever. So we've got to get past the point where we get so triggered, because I tend to think that people who get triggered that way, there's something going on inside them. You know, if you just can't talk about it and you blow up and you cuss me out and you just, you know, it, the racist comments come out, or you stereotype me, or, you know, how dare I? I think that we've got to examine ourselves if that's our response. We've got to be able to have these conversations in our culture, and we've got to be able to challenge things like I did when that woman wrote for the USA Today and said that Black women, and this was a white woman who wrote this article, not a Black woman, okay? But a white woman who said that Caitlin Clark should not be the face of women's basketball because it was Black people who paved the way for these people. Now, there are a lot of white people in there too, but this was her mindset. And I'm saying, no, people who love sports, they want the best people out there. And I'm not saying that there aren't Black people who are doing a great job, but we know that Caitlin Clark is just phenomenal, okay? And so she deserves every accolade she receives. And so her race, her color should not play a factor. But for some people, it does. But we've got to examine ourselves. So some of us, some people have something going on in their own hearts. So when somebody else brings it up, they got to say something about it. The other thing that I do recognize, I do understand, and so I try to have some mercy. We're living in a time where people are so quick to call people racist. They're so quick to say, oh, you said that because you're racist. Oh, you said that because, and people, it's a political football that gets tossed around and all that other, and all that stuff. And I deal with that a lot because I deal with politics a lot. Okay. So some people get triggered because they think, okay, once again, somebody's saying that that people are racist and somebody's bringing the race card and somebody, you know, and so they get triggered. But what we got to do is we got to slow down. We've got to breathe, and we have to know what we're talking about. It is embarrassing. And I tried to warn people. It is embarrassing when we don't do our due diligence and then we try to do a drive-by troll or a drive-by insult. We look foolish. And there were people on YouTube who did that, and I responded. And you know what? They disappear because some of them won't man up. Now, I jumped the gun as well. So I'm going to woman up. Someone had left a comment and she was quoting, you know, kind of paraphrasing Dr. King. You know, I dream of something like if we lived in a world where you could step on the arena, in the arena, the court, and not be judged by, you know, color, whatever. So my thought was that it sounded as if she was sort of trying to put me in my place because I mentioned race or I mentioned color and she didn't think it was appropriate. And so I gave her the what for and said, listen, I'm not interested in living in a society where we can't talk about race. You know, I'm not interested in not being able to talk about things that are relevant to intelligent conversation. And so when she came back, she did come back and she was just like, wow, I'm sorry that, you know, that I, you know, evoked that kind of response. I was actually, she said, agreeing with you. I was absolutely, that was my way of supporting you. And she apologized that she didn't word it properly. And then I had to come and say, no, you don't apologize because I misunderstood you. I apologize that I jumped the gun But all these people have been jumping the gun and then just making assumptions about me. And that's where I was coming from. But then I said, but that's no excuse for me jumping the gun as well, right? So then I had to say, please forgive me. I apologize. So a lot of times when we do jump the gun, it's because what's going on the inside of us. And so I got people coming at me about this Caitlin Clark thing without ever taking the time to hear where I was coming from and what I was saying and the validity of it. But this is the cool thing. Sports has a way of really bringing people together. Now, I coached I've coached with a man. I had one of my good friends and one of the leaders, one of the pastors in the church that I was in back in New York when I was still in New York, born and raised in New York, but I left a few years ago. But, you know, he was my assistant coach. He knew way more than I did. That's what good coaches, head coaches should do, by the way. Be secure enough to get people who know more than you, right? Because the team is what matters, right? And so, but we were, you know, good friends, and he was the assistant coach. And so we could talk about sports. We could talk about women's sports. But I don't believe I've ever really talked to a man like we've been doing in the comments of that podcast episode. People are really, you know, the issue of the race issue is more than sports. It's more than Caitlin Clark. It was about how, you know, people's perceptions and worldviews and things like that. And I said that, but still to be able to engage with both men and women on that video has been phenomenal. And people bringing up things that I didn't know about current players and even mentioning things about former players, it's been rich. And so I feel sorry for those who did the drive-by, you know, insult. They should have hung around. And I encourage you to go through some of those comments if you haven't, because it's really cool. And so this is the thing, though, when whether a male athlete or female athlete, when we are looking and we're witnessing people who are good at what they do, it only makes the conversation better. It only makes the viewership stronger. And that's why Caitlin Clark is so special, because she's drawing attention to women's basketball when so many people have dismissed it. And I don't think it needed to be dismissed, because there have been some really good players. Like I said, I played, I coached, I watched, I loved the WNBA. I was a huge Houston Comets fan. I loved Pat, Coach Pat Summitt. I miss her terribly, and wish she was still here, and I wish her life wasn't snuffed out early. And I, you know, I enjoyed those rivalries, Tennessee and UConn, and again in the WNBA. So I've seen some really amazing players. Again, your Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops, Tina Thompson, Lisa Leslie, Cheryl Miller. I mean, we Shamequa Holdsclaw, Candace Parker. There are so many, you know, and some people have missed that. But there's something special about Caitlin Clark and some and others, you know, the and others, you know, Juju and Hidalgo and. I mean, there are, you're hearing these names over and over again now, and it's good for the sport. And so I'm loving that people are engaging. And here's a takeaway that I got from a comment. It really was enlightening for me. Someone was saying that we need to pay attention to these women players, because these women players today who are good, they're shining a light on those who came before. Now, check this out. Like, listen to how this is. Usually we talk about how those who came before, right, have paved the way for the players today. And they have. But this person was saying that the players who are so good right now, like Caitlin Clark, who is breaking records, right? What she's doing is people are not just curious about this baller, this woman baller who's killing records. That draws them to her, but it's also drawing them to the ones who came before whose records she broke. So now they're thinking, well, my goodness, she just broke this record. Who was this player whose record she broke? Let me find a little bit about this person. And so it's drawing attention not only to today's players, but it's drawing attention to the great players who already were there that were being disregarded. Because Caitlin Clark brings that kind of attention. And I was like, wow, you really did something there. You know, you really pointed out something there. Yeah, we're learning about the current players. We're appreciating them, but it's causing us to have an appreciation for those who were before. And I think that's absolutely phenomenal, you know? And so, you know, we've got to be able to have conversations that are rich. And again, the Caitlin Clark thing, the sports thing, it's a small part of something larger. Someone said to me, let me just share what I got a direct message request. It got lost in my request. I didn't see it in my request. So this was a person on Facebook who was not a Facebook friend of mine. So it went into that place that those messages go. I happened to notice it like three, four days later. And this person was saying to me that her granddaughter was frustrated because her Black friends and her white friends were just dogging Caitlin Clark. And it was bothering her. You know, they were just dogging her, Blacks, whites. You know, who knows what they were saying, because a lot of stuff about Caitlin Clark does seem to be about race. And, you know, again, like I said last time, she's not only a white girl, but she's from Iowa. So put that together, and that doesn't, you know, amount to what people generally envision for basketball superstars, right? So she said that a friend of hers said that she should watch my episode about what if Caitlin Clark were Black. So I don't even know who this friend is. I don't know, because I don't know this person. She said, a friend said, you should watch this with your granddaughter. And so they did. And she said it was eye-opening for her it helped her granddaughter to understand some of how people perceive Caitlin Clark, which really is how people perceive life. It really is how they, you know, their worldview of what their expectations are. But she thanked me for that, because she felt it helped her granddaughter dealing with all these things, these words, these, you know, people's mindsets that were coming at her. And so there was that. Also, someone else said to me, someone who really is not that fond of Caitlin Clark, said she was tired of hearing about her all the time. And so I had encouraged her. I said, I encourage you to check out this episode that I did. And I said, I'd love to hear your feedback. And there was like a response, sort of like, are you sure you want to hear my feedback? But she watched, and she got back to me. She said, hey, I watched your YouTube. And I said, okay, great. What are your thoughts? And she said it caused her to go into deep soul searching, to use her words. She said, it caused me to do soul searching, caused me to evaluate where I'm really coming from. And she said, that was really deep. And that's why sports, you know, sports are just, you know, in the big scheme of things, like if the ball goes through the hoop, in the big scheme of things, I mean, we're dealing with inflation. We got a border problem. You know, we've got people who want to wipe us off the map. We've got crime off the hook. So in the big scheme of things, it's like, you know, whether the ball goes through the hoop or not, like, that's really not a big deal. But I believe that it speaks to so much more. My conversation the other day wasn't just about a basketball going through a hoop, obviously. As that person said, as a former professional athlete from another sport, I can say this is the best breakdown of a social issue in sports I've seen. So yeah, you don't leave, you don't check your values, your principles, your perspectives, your worldview at the door anywhere you go, you know? And sometimes somebody puts a finger on it and challenges us. And so this person actually said, I had to ask myself, this is a Black person. And she said, I had to ask myself, am I a racist? And but it caused her to search, you know. And so again, we cannot live in a society where we allow people to usurp language and conversation. Now, I don't want to talk about race all the time. Like I don't, you know, nobody wants to hear about race all the time. Nobody wants to discuss race all the time. But there are contexts in which it's an appropriate conversation to have, where people who are willing to get beside their beyond their triggers and actually engage like adults, then we can have meaningful discussions that, yeah, have to do with sports because that's kind of cool, and sports brings people together and it's exciting, and to cheer people on and to boo people, like I boo UConn, like I boo LeBron James. You know, I know that triggered some people right there. I'm kidding, but yeah, it's that, but it's so much more. And so this is, as I'm talking, I am following up that conversation about Caitlin. I am saying thank you to those who have engaged and those who subscribed. And I am saying that I've enjoyed the discussions and stuff. I am saying that some people just were off the hook with their responses, you know, but there's a bigger picture here, because I always deal with the bigger picture. I'm usually not talking about sports. I'm dealing with life. And I one of the things I have noticed is that I call it the bastardization of language. There are certain things you just can't say anymore. I don't subscribe to those mindsets. I refuse to be silenced by the language police. I refuse to have people say to me, I can never ask a question that has to do with race. I refuse to believe that. Or, and again, when I say race, there's one human race, but there are different ethnicities, different, you know, and they're beautiful. God created such a variety. Why would we then say we got to pretend that that doesn't exist? Of course it exists, and that's okay, right? But no, we're not going to sit around talking about it 24/7, because we'll find that we are all more alike than we are different, which is a reason why we cannot be silent on certain issues where someone, for example, is writing and saying, oh, yeah, no, the Black woman, it has to be the face of it. Never mind Caitlin Clark. Never mind how hard she's worked. Never mind her talent. She doesn't deserve to be there. That, no, we've got to be able to challenge these things, and we've got to be able to examine. Why are people so anti this or anti that, or pro this or pro that? What's the bigger picture here? And from comments that I've read and stuff, there's a bigger picture here. And we have to be able to meet the challenge. So no, I'm a word person. I'm a wordsmith. I'm a thinker. I'm going to think. I'm going to speak. I'm going to do it. I have a platform. I believe God's called me to speak, not necessarily just about sports, but this is bigger than sports. And so I want to use my platform with boldness. I'm not going to be silenced. And because some of you have joined in the conversation, you've enabled us to have something rich that other people can take a look at, and other people can say, yo, there's something here. And let's dive into it and not be afraid to do that. And so thank you. And let's be open, and let's have these conversations. I'm not going to be silenced by the word police, by the language bastardization people, by the woke people, or any of that. That's not me. And so for those people, I have a message for those people who tend to look at me and just assume that I fall into a certain category. You're going to be absolutely, probably, I want to say many of you are absolutely going to be disappointed. Because I don't subscribe to those kinds of things. Okay. So if you have not checked out the last episode What if Iowa basketball superstar Caitlin Clark were black? Please check it out. And for those of you who have subscribed, please make sure you turn your notifications on. Please share with other people. And also go to my Substack, which is adrianross.substack.com. I don't just run my mouth. I'm a writer, so I write, and you can check that out. So I'm going to close out in shortly, but I want to just take a break for these messages, and then I'll be right back to wrap this whole thing up. Hey there, local folks. Remember, Guardians of Liberty meets every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. at Delmonico's in Jackson, Missouri. Each week, they have fascinating speakers who engage, educate, and empower. Guardians of Liberty continues to proclaim liberty throughout all the land. On April 2nd, Caleb Hotchkiss is presenting on preparing for hard times. And on April 9th, it will be the first of a five-part documentary series. Do you remember the Bundy standoff? That was the controversy out west regarding the standoff at the Bundy Ranch 10 years ago. These videos will tell you the rest of the story that you did not hear. So check out Guardians of Liberty, 5 o'clock, Delmonico's in Jackson. Listen, if you've ever owned a car, you know that a car has to be maintained, and every once in a while, it needs a little extra something. And when that happens, you want to be able to take it to someone you trust. DL Transmissions offers a free transmission inspection, just like the owner Daryl's dad, Ben LeGrand, did back in 1953. Now, Daryl is proud to continue his father's tradition by offering his honest, expert knowledge at, I said it, no charge. DL Transmissions continues to be a heartland tradition for quality transmission repair you can depend on. Pick up the phone and call them at 573-334-8726.
I bet you're sick of getting results over and over again from the same sources from your search engine. So good news, Luxel is different. We put you in control, removing search engine bias and improving your access to information. Check out Luxel today. That's LUXXLE.com. You're going to love your results because you have the power to discover how you want.
Cape County residents, remember the Cape Girardeau County General Municipal Election is on Tuesday, April 2nd. Polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Make sure you bring acceptable photo identification. Tuesday, April 2nd. All right. So thank you for joining me for this episode of The Adrian Ross Show. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe. If you haven't seen the last episode, please go see the last episode. Please share with other people. All right. Also, I want to tell you about the BMG Network. I am a part of the BMG Network. That's the BMGnetwork.com. There are other podcasters there. We are engaging, enlightening, informative, and yes, entertaining. And so go check that out, the BMG Network. Also, you can go to podcast platforms. You can subscribe there. You can leave a rating and a review. All right. So I appreciate that. Almost 10,000 views on that last one. That to me is huge. Not huge to the big name. No big name. I'm just your regular Adrian, right? So I appreciate that. And I appreciate the comments, and I would appreciate your continued support. Now, again, this is Sunday. So by the time this comes out, we know whether LSU is going ahead, whether Iowa's going ahead. I'm cheering for Iowa all the way. All right. So thank you for tuning in, and God bless you abundantly.